Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. I really appreciate you coming and getting up and listening to the show today. It's episode 321. Just so you know, podcasts of every episode we've ever done are available at dentallyspeaking.com. They are also available on iTunes. And also, you know, if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, I would like that. All right, so today is a Dental News Bites segment where we learn about all of the things that are happening dental in the news. It's something that I do every so often, and it's actually kind of one of my favorite episodes because there are so many things. Let's start with, this one was in the Times of India, and it's called New Painless Treatment to Repair Teeth. A novel regenerative technique to repair infected teeth, claimed to be painless and cheaper than the traditional root canal treatment, has been developed by doctors at the All India Institute of Medical Services in New Delhi. Termed as Seal Bio, the technique uses your body's own stem cells and eliminates the need for cumbersome root canal fillings. All right, that's kind of cool. And it was developed by doctors Naseem Shah and Ajay Logani at the Department of Conservative Dentistry and Endodontics. It has obtained an Australian patent, while an application with the United States Patent Office is under process. That's really cool that it got the Australian patent. Of course, to get a U.S. patent, it takes years and years and years, and it could be another decade, I think, before we see this. It says, root canal treatment demands rigorous training, clinical skills, and several cumbersome sittings with dentists. It involves thorough cleaning and shaping, followed by filling of the entire root canal with one of several sealer cements. Now, the AIIMS technique, this is the, remember what that stands for, the All India Institute of Medical Services, they're calling it AIMS, or AIIMS, is claimed to be the first that dispenses with the need for root canal filling. Instead of filling the root canal with artificial materials that may pose biocompatibility problems, it makes use of the regenerative potential of stem cells and growth factors available at the root of the teeth. Stem cells act as a repair system for the body, capable of replenishing adult tissues. In the case of this technique, the stem cells at the root of the decayed teeth are stimulated to induce regeneration and deposition of a natural tissue barrier, or seal, to fill up the root canal in just one sitting. Now, by the way, when I do my root canals, I do it in just one sitting anyway, and I think most endodontists and most general dentists do it that way. And so that we'll talk about a little bit after. In other words, a biological seal is achieved at the root canal rather than attempting to seal it with artificial filling materials that may have some drawbacks. The root canal is restored to health by gradual buildup of tissue by stem cells over a period extending from a few weeks to some months. The AIMS doctors say that this treatment simplifies the whole procedure with minimal use of equipment, less time, and less cost of the treatment. Shaw has been able to successfully carry out this new procedure in dozens of patients, and the 4 to 5 year follow-up results have been very encouraging. That's according to Syed Hasnain, a professor at the Kasuma School of Biological Sciences of the Indian Institute of Technology in Delhi. According to Dr. Hasnain, in his opinion, this is a path-breaking innovation, a game-changer. He said that the success achieved by the AIMS doctors could trigger research in regenerative techniques in other clinical situations in dental science. And I was looking for the credits. I can't see the author, but it was published in the Times of India. All right, so let me think about that. I'm actually intrigued by this, and I've sent an email to Dr. Naseem Shah and Ajay Logani, and I'm hoping that they read and speak English because I'm hoping to have them on my show. However, if they can't read my email, I don't think they're going to get back in touch with me. But I'll keep my fingers crossed. And so this is a story that we'll probably, hopefully, be following up on down the road. But, you know, what they're saying makes a lot of sense. And by the way, it doesn't sound like they're eliminating the need for a root canal. They're just eliminating the need for the root canal filler that we use. We use an artificial filler here in the United States. It's called gutta percha. And then there is this paste filler called root canal sealer that we mix up, place it in the tooth prior to placing the gutta percha, which is like a natural rubber. And that's what we fill the tooth with. Now, all we really need is the very end of the tooth root sealed. We don't really need the whole thing filled. In fact, sometimes after we've filled it, we can go back in and take part of it out to make room for a post or some other kind of support before we put a filling or a cap or a crown on the tooth. But this seems to me like a procedure that we would still have to clean out the tooth. We'd still have to do everything that we would normally do for a root canal. For you, if you're sitting there or driving in the car thinking, great, I'm not going to need a root canal anymore. I'm gonna wait for this new technology to get a patent in the United States. Think about it. You're still going to have to go through the procedure of having your tooth cleaned out, the decay removed, the infected tissue removed. It sounds like the biggest difference is what we'll place in the tooth before we consider it done is this stuff they're calling Seal Bio, and it's more natural. It's made up of stem cells and other growth factors. And so the end of your tooth root, that little hole there that is the issue, that little area will probably heal then with your body's own cells rather than an artificial product. Now, I do know that there is a gentleman out there who thinks all root canals are bad. I think I may have spoken about it on one of the episodes of this show, and has been advising people to, if you're told you need a root canal, just have your tooth extracted, because root canals, in his mind, set up a chronic inflammatory reaction, a chronic infection at the end of the tooth, and that you're better off without the tooth. I don't think that's true. Actually, I think it's a lot of bunk. But there are some people who believe it, and so this seemingly would counteract those thoughts, because if you are sealing the tooth with natural cells, the body's own stem cells, seems like we would get the best of both worlds. We'd get to keep the tooth and have it sealed naturally, and so people wouldn't be having to look into bridge work and implants or just going with no teeth because they were afraid of a root canal. So anyway, that's pretty cool. And again, it's Seal Bio, developed by Drs. Naseem Shah and Ajay Logani at the Department of Conservative Dentistry and Endodontics at the All India Institute of Medical Services in New Delhi. Okay, so this next story, it just hit just a few days ago. It's a story written by Rachel Rettner, senior writer for Live Science. A four-month-old infant in Maryland may be the first person to have had teeth form in his brain as a result of a specific type of rare brain tumor, according to a new report of the case. The boy is doing well now that his tumor has been removed, and doctors say the case sheds light on how these rare tumors develop. Doctors first suspected something might be wrong when the child's head appeared to be growing faster than is typical for children his age. A brain scan revealed a tumor containing structures that looked very similar to teeth normally found in the lower jaw. The child underwent brain surgery to have the tumor removed, during which doctors found that the tumor contained several fully formed teeth. After an analysis of tumor tissue, doctors determined the child had acranopharyngioma, a rare brain tumor that can grow to be larger than a golf ball but does not spread. Researchers had always suspected that these tumors form from the same cells involved in making teeth, but until now, doctors had never seen actual teeth in these tumors. A neurosurgeon at the University of Maryland Medical Center, Dr. Narlin Beatty, who performed the boy's surgery, along with his colleague, Dr. Edward Ahn of Johns Hopkins Children's Center, were the ones to identify this. It's not every day you see teeth in any type of tumor in the brain. In a craniopharyngioma, it's unheard of, said Dr. Beatty. Craniopharyngiomas commonly contain calcium deposits, but when we pulled out a full tooth, I think that's something slightly different. Teeth have been found in people's brains before, but only in tumors known as teratomas, which are unique among tumors because they contain all three of the tissue types found in an early-stage human embryo. According to Dr. Beatty, this is in contrast to craniopharyngiomas, which have only one layer of tissue. The boy's case provides more evidence that craniopharyngiomas do indeed develop from the cells that make teeth. These tumors are most often diagnosed in children ages 5 to 14 and are rare in children younger than 2, and that's according to the National Cancer Institute. The boy is progressing well in his development. However, because craniopharyngiomas are tumors of the pituitary gland, a gland in the brain that releases many important hormones, they often cause hormone problems. In the boy's case, the tumor destroyed the normal connections in the brain that would allow certain hormones to be released, so he will need to receive hormone treatments for the rest of his life. According to Dr. Beatty, he's doing extremely well, all things considered. This was a big tumor right in the center of his brain. Before the modern surgical era, this child would not have survived. The teeth were sent to a pathologist for further study, and generally these types of tissue samples are saved for many years in case more investigation is needed. This report, by the way, was published in the February 27th issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, when I was in dental school, we saw some examples of these teratomas. In fact, I saw one where they took a tumor out of somebody's foot, and it was full of these little kind of like malformed teeth. This is the first I've ever heard of one being in the brain. And of course, this is the first one that comes from just the one cell. Now, what they're talking about there is endoderm, mesoderm, and ectoderm. These are three different types of tissues, three different types of cells that are present in an embryo when we're in the embryonic stage. And so the thought has always been that any structure that forms from, say, ectoderm, like teeth, could grow a tumor anywhere else, all right? So obviously now we have proof, but that's why you'll find these crazy, crazy things where there's a tooth growing out of a foot, or in this case, a tooth growing in the brain, because they came from the same embryonic tissue. Very cool. All right, and that was again by Rachel Rettner, senior writer for Live Science, and this was a Maryland boy, and this is a real recent case. I've actually seen the pictures, so if you want to Google this, you'll see the pictures of the teeth they took out of this little child's brain, only 4 months old. All right, so pretty soon we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But before we do, let's go ahead and listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weistember Florist. The number to call is 459-9769. That's 459-9769. The question is, in a recent Maryland case, surgeons removed a grouping of teeth from a four-month-old's A, liver, B, kidney, C, heart, or D, brain. All right? The number to call again, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Remember the beautiful smile you had before you had dentures? Do your denture teeth not even look like your natural teeth did? Do you not even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
All right, we're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Let me restate the question. The question is, in a recent Maryland case, surgeons removed a grouping of teeth from a four-month-old's liver, kidney, heart, or brain. That's A, B, C, or D. And we have callers on the line. We have Kevin, Melissa, Tim, and Karen. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll some dice because we don't have a guest today to figure out which caller we should go with. Here we go. Let's listen. Okay, it looks like it's caller number 4. That would be Melissa. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great, thank you.
Do you have an answer?
I believe it's the brain, D.
It is the brain. Very good. Thank you for listening and paying attention. And by the way, if you want to Google this, you can see the photograph. It's really cool.
I plan on it. I don't think I've heard. I hadn't heard it before you told me.
I extract teeth, but not from brains. And hey, Melissa, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, good. So then this is very interesting to you, huh?
It absolutely is, yeah.
Yeah, you could very well have been in on that surgery. All right, well, hey, stay on the line so we can get the information and make sure you get those flowers from Bystember Florist, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay, so we have a couple more stories we want to get to today. One is this new stuff. I just read about it, and it's pretty interesting. The title of the article is Army Develops Combat Gum to Fight Soldiers' Cavities. That's gum, G-U-M, combat gum. And actually, we're going to have the two researchers who developed this on the show in a couple weeks, but I just wanted to throw it out there today. Basically, they've created this gum, which they have the soldiers chew for 20 minutes after each full meal. It's supposed to fight plaque and cut cavities down, cut the number of cavities they get, and clean their teeth. It's pretty neat. I don't know. It seems to me that something like this, it shouldn't be too much longer before it's available to the public at large. They're saying the gum doesn't replace brushing or flossing, but it fights plaque and periodontal disease, and it's currently being distributed to high-risk troops and those heading to the field with the instructions to chew 20 minutes after each main meal, like I said. And the aim is to make the gum available to all troops in the Army and eventually over-the-counter for the rest of us. Okay, so but the gum currently costs $2 a piece. And, of course, we're hoping the price comes down. But it's pretty neat stuff, and I can't wait to learn more about it. The military reports that more than 10% of disease-related injuries that lead to the evacuation of a soldier from the battlefield, for example, is due to dental emergencies, 10%. So they're hoping that this combat gum is going to cut that number way, way back, way down. So again, it's Dr. And he's a colonel, so it's, I don't know if it's Colonel Doctor or Dr. Colonel, but anyway, Dr. Hale is the colonel, and so he was a researcher along with this gentleman named Kai Leung. Kai Leung is a microbiologist for the dental and trauma research, and I guess what he did was he studied bacteria colonies that are similar to those that multiply in the mouth to come up with this stuff. Now, you might know that my son is a microbiologist, and so I think that's pretty cool that, although it wasn't my son that did this, that a microbiologist could come up with something like this that could help us all fight tooth decay, gum disease, and basically help us to stay healthier and happier for a lot longer. Okay? So again, I don't know the exact date, but 2 or 3 weeks from now, I think we'll have those gentlemen on the show. We're also going to tell you 5 things your smile tells others about you. So this was, by the way, these little things are written by several different folks. It's from Shutterstock. Feeling happy? Go ahead and smile, but know that you may be telling others more about yourself than you think. The meaning of a smile changes depending on the social context, according to studies. Some smiles bring benefits, but others reveal hidden weakness. Humans smile more depending on who they're talking to, and those smiles can hint at their futures. Okay, so let's get on to the 5 things your smile tells others about you. 1 is, will your marriage last? This was written by Olga Viadomorova. Olga Viadomorova, also from Shutterstock. Okay, wedded bliss may be linked to an easy grin. According to a study published in 2009 in the journal Motivation and Emotion, the way people smile in old photographs predicts their later success in marriage. In one study, psychologists rated people's college yearbook photos for smile intensity, such as muscle stretching around the mouth and eyes. They found that none of the biggest grinners divorced later in life. In comparison, 25% or a fourth of the most straight-faced experienced divorce. Interesting. So go back and look at your high school yearbook and see if you can tell who got divorced. A second study of childhood photos of people over age 65 found a similar link. Among those with the biggest smiles in the childhood pictures, 11% later experienced divorce, compared with 31% of the least smiley pictures. Okay, a bigger smile may reflect a happy-go-lucky approach to life, according to the researchers, or bigger smiles may attract a happier partner and lead to a happier relationship. Not sure they really know which way that goes, but it is pretty interesting. Pretty cool. So that was the first one of what your smile tells others about you. All right, so we're going to do all five, but that was number one. Will your marriage last? Let's do number two. How fertile are you? Really? This is by Supri Suhajarto. Hope I said that right. Also from Shutterstock. It says, a healthy smile can reflect your overall health. Multiple studies have shown. For women, smiles can even reveal fertility. Women with gum disease take an average of 2 months longer to conceive than women without. And this is according to research published in 2009 in the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Gum disease is linked to an increased risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, respiratory disease, and kidney disease. The link appears related to increased inflammation that accompanies gum disease, according to what the research found. Interesting. Okay, so your smile can tell how fertile you are. So you know what? I think we're going to go to a break. We have, what, three more to go, and we come back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're doing a Dental News Bites episode. We're going over the five things your grin tells others about you. You missed numbers one and two, so let me tell you what they were. Numbers one and two were that your smile can tell others whether your marriage will last, and it can tell others, if you're a woman, how fertile you are. Okay, so let's go on to number three. Number three, the third thing that your smile or grin can tell others about you is how much earning power do you have? That's right. This is from Shutterstock. A teenager's grin can predict how much cash he or she will rake in as an adult, according to a study published in 2012 in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Happy teens earned 10% more income than the average at age 29, while gloomy adolescents earned 30% less than the average at that same age. Happiness is likely linked with fewer worries and less stress. Less worry means more mental space to focus on job-related tasks. That's pretty cool. Now, that's interesting because what they're saying is 10% more for the people that were happy, but the people that weren't happy is 30% less. That's a 40% swing. So be happy. By the way, that's why we play that little song called Happy when we come back from a break. Because I believe that, you know, it's infectious that you have to wake up happy or try to be happy, and life's just so much more fun when you do it with a positive outlook. Okay, so the number four, the fourth thing that your smile can tell others about you, your grin, this is credited to Shutterstock. Okay, smiles aren't just about happiness. They're also a sign of social status. A 1998 study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that high-powered people, as well as people interacting with others of equal power, smiled when they felt happy. That seems weird, but I thought everybody smiled when they were happy, but maybe not. In contrast, people with less social power than the person they were interacting with smiled regardless of their own emotions. The findings suggest that the powerful people have the privilege of smiling whenever they please, whereas those with less power are obligated to smile in order to ingratiate themselves. That's a weird one, but again, I think smiling is great, and of course that's what I do. We work on smiles. We'd like to make happy people. And number five is, how strong a fighter are you? Now, again from Shutterstock, the link between smiles and power holds in the physical realm as well. In one study, professional mixed martial arts fighters who grinned in photographs taken the day before a match were more likely to lose than fighters who presented a tough mug for the camera. Fighting is about dominance, and smiles may inadvertently signal that a person is less dominant, hostile, or aggressive. According to researchers, in January 28th of 2013 in the journal Emotion, even untrained observers caught on to the message in the smiles. The same study found people viewed a fighter as more trustworthy and agreeable, but less aggressive and less physically dominant if they saw him smiling versus posing in a neutral expression. So yeah, I always thought that was just kind of like, trying to psych somebody out. The takeaway? Smiles grease the social wheels in most situations, and happiness is usually a boon. But if you're going head-to-head in a contest of dominance, you need to put your game face on. Well, that's pretty interesting. That's really cool. Okay, so we only have time for a little bit more. This one's not so much fun, but I decided to report it anyway. A Sacramento dentist was indicted in a $1 million fraud scheme. Sacramento, California, Northern California dentist has been indicted for allegedly orchestrating a complicated scheme through which he defrauded a health care plan of more than $1 million for unnecessary dental work. The United States Attorney Benjamin Wagner announced in a statement Thursday that a federal grand jury had returned an 18-count indictment against 60-year-old David M. Lewis of Sacramento. Lewis is charged with one count of conspiracy to commit health care fraud and mail fraud and 17 counts of health care fraud. Citing court documents, Wagner said that in 2008 or 2009, Lewis began targeting United Parcel Service workers for dental treatment because their health plan offered 100% coverage with no annual limits. Gee, I didn't even know there was such a plan out there. Lewis is accused of offering cash to patients for receiving and for performing unnecessary work on healthy teeth. This really upsets me. I hate when I hear stories of dentists misbehaving. But that's what it is, and I hope he gets what he deserves. And because I think it just gives the whole profession a black eye. But we just got through talking about all the wonderful things your smile can tell you about, can tell other people about you. So I don't want to drag the show down. I want to end on a happy note. So on the happy note, let me just mention that we have set the date for our Dentistry from the Heart event this year. It's going to be on September 12th. Now, if you're not familiar with what that is, it's a day of free dentistry where we have over 100 volunteers. I think last year we had 130-some volunteers. If you are a dentist and would be willing to help us, please call my office at 262-9588. We're looking for an all-day commitment. We do free dentistry. We do free fillings, free extractions, and free cleanings. Dr. Erin Whitaker from across the street opens up her office and allows us to use her 5 to 8 treatment rooms. And we have a blood drive on that day usually, and we usually have the Ohio Benefit Bank come. And in the past, we've had the OSU Mobile Dental Coach come, and we have the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare van there. We have entertainment for everybody, and we really do our best to take great care of everyone, the volunteers and the patients. And so please mark it down. And I'm really serious about needing dentists. It's harder than I thought it would be to get dentists to donate their time. So this is really a plea. If you have a dentist, please ask them. I mean, if you ask them, if it's your dentist and you ask them almost as a personal favor, they would probably do it. If I ask them, it might seem like I'm helping a competitor. And I don't think there should be any competition when it comes to giving back, when it comes to doing things free. So that would be wonderful. Also, we have the another Team Smile event that we are bringing to town. It's with the Blue Jackets. You might remember we had one last year. I think it was on March 30th. And we have confirmation that we're going to hold one this year. But we don't have a date yet because the Blue Jackets are doing so well. We don't know how long they're going to play. They might even go to the Stanley Cup Finals. So we have to see. We have to make sure that they're available. So actually, that's a really good problem to have. We think it could be, either going to be early summer or late summer. It just depends. And so also, you know, you could help me put these events on by going to dentallyspeaking.com or drkavitko.com and clicking on the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund icon and making a donation of any amount, $5, $10. Certainly, we wouldn't turn it down if it were $500, but no, really, $5 is fine, because if everybody did that, it would be wonderful. All right, well, thank you for listening. Next week on the show, we will have, her name is Erin McKenna. She is an artist, and her inspiration comes from anxiety, and in her case, it comes from dental anxiety. All right, it's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in next Sunday and every Sunday. Goodbye.
Happiness is the truth, because happiness is you. Hey, clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.